The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings. This flash briefing is brought to you by Genentech, the makers of a new FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Michael Kasten, 5 Servings of Strength. My daughter Ella was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, type 2, at 14 months. Our doctor offered us the hope that although there wasn't a treatment or a cure at the time, there was equipment we could use and therapies we could engage her in to give her a chance to survive. We eagerly started her in physical therapy, occupational therapy, and aqua therapy. We changed her diet and became involved in the SMA community. And we did see an improvement in her quality of life. Ella is now 10 and thriving. She can be independent with many tasks and is always willing to work hard to improve her strength. She has a good attitude and advocates for herself. Now that there is a treatment for SMA, Spinraza, Ella delights in going to the hospital to have her injections because she knows it will physically benefit her. She wakes up early in the morning on Spinraza days and looks forward to spending time with the person taking her to the hospital. We've noticed that since starting Spinraza treatments, Ella is stronger. She can now lift a full glass of water to her mouth to drink, which she couldn't do before. She can also raise her arms over her head, lie on her stomach with her head up, and roll over on both sides. Lately, Ella has been learning virtually. She also has physical therapy virtually, twice a week. Ella's mom, Lindsay, gets down on the floor with her and helps her through physical therapy, while therapists give directions via computer. The other day, Ella asked if she could sit on the floor with the couch behind her back to be closer to our dogs while her brother played video games. I obliged and set her on the floor with her legs bent in front of her. I left the room and returned a few minutes later. Ella called me and said, "Watch this!" To my surprise, she lifted her hips and buttocks off the floor using her arms as anchors. She lifted herself up about an inch and held there. She wore a proud smile. I was astonished, because I've never seen her do anything like that before. The next day, during physical therapy, she showed her therapist what she could do. They were astonished and proud of her, too. The therapist praised Ella for her hard work during the therapy and encouraged her to continue with the exercise. We've come a long way since the day of Ella's diagnosis. We've watched Ella grow into a blossoming child, full of life and laughter. We've watched her go through several surgeries to help prevent SMA from ravaging her body. We've watched her become stronger and build confidence. We're grateful for all the support we've received over the years from so many different people.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
This flash briefing is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A new treatment has just been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all of the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this new treatment option a reality. To learn more about this new treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer. Christmas Eve marks 4 years since I became an uncle, or as I like to call myself, a funcle. I let my sister and brother-in-law attend to all of the important parental responsibilities, while I do things like watch Disney movies and play hide-and-seek with my niece and nephew. And because I own more toys and action figures than most children, my home office serves as a second playroom in our house. Becoming an uncle changed my life. My niece, Lily, was born a week after I graduated from college, and I'll always remember the first time I met her in the hospital. I wasn't sure if I'd be physically capable of holding her, but with my grandmother's assistance, we made it happen. Lily was light enough at the time for me to prop her on my lap, and it remains one of my most treasured memories. Sappy alert! Might as well listen to Wham and Taylor Swift while reading this column. It's the holidays. I'm obligated to pen at least a few paragraphs of sentimentality. That day in the hospital remains one of the only times I've ever held Lily. I knew that my physical limitations would extend to being an uncle, and that I wouldn't be able to lift her in the air or pick her up when she falls. And with my nephew, Lucas, I have yet to hold him once. He was born early on in the pandemic, and my parents and I had to wait about a month to see him in person. By then, he was already growing, and now the kid eats like my older brother, making him a little too big for my flimsy arms to carry. Like every other aspect of my life, SMA makes my role as an uncle a little different. While it's true that I can't run around with these kiddos or get down on their level to play with them, my relationship with them is no less unique. They don't see my limitations as a hindrance. Lily loves to play with me and include me in all her activities, and I'm pretty sure I'm her favorite uncle by a landslide. When Lily was a toddler, I did wonder if she'd eventually ask me about my chair or why I couldn't do things that others could. Yet, that conversation has never happened. To her, the chair is as normal and commonplace as Olaf's carrot of a nose. In Lily's mind, ableism remains a foreign concept, which I'm sure will baffle her one day. She doesn't pity me or see my disability as some sort of aberration that needs to be fixed. From her perspective, I'm just Uncle Kev, and the wheels are as glued to my identity as Woody's hat in Toy Story. I'll stop, but it's impossible for me to write this column without multiple Disney references. Recently, my sister has been showing Lily old home videos of our family. She's laughed upon seeing younger versions of all of us, but she did express some perplexity when she watched clips of me as a toddler. Without my chair, she had trouble recognizing me. Granted, she did instantly identify me when my mom showed her an old Halloween picture of me in a Batman costume, but Caped Crusaders are another thing she associates me with. I have no problem with this either. Lily has seen me at home and in public, seen me go out with friends, and before this year, she regularly accompanied my mom and me to my aquatic therapy set appointments. Needless to say, she's a celebrity at the clinic I go to. For her and Lucas, the world of SMA and disability is wonderfully normal. They don't have any harmful stereotypes ingrained into their minds, and one day they'll be able to educate their peers about people like me. For Lily, my routine, my needs, and my reliance on my parents and my caregiver, Randy, for my physical needs are all things she's been accustomed to from birth. At one point, she even thought that Randy lived with us. Countless people in the SMA community are uncles, aunts, parents, and grandparents, and we're all better off for it. Not only are we capable of fulfilling these roles, but we have an opportunity to help our kids become more empathetic, more educated, and more engaged with the world around them. That is a true gift. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to tell my Alexa to play Let It Go for Lily for the millionth time. Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director and Columnist for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.